What's up? It's your girl Tierra, aka T, your wine diva. And I want to invite you to go ahead and text at Wine Diva to 81010 for some surprise and delights. That's at Wine Diva to 81010. Now enjoy the show. Hello, hello, hello. How are you doing today? I hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday. I am super excited for this live video. I want to talk to you about how do you introduce yourself without being spammy, but still get the point across of who you are and what you do and getting people attracted to you. Would you like people to be attracted to who you are and what you do and keep showing up on your videos, on your posts, wanting to talk to you in Messenger and all of that good stuff? Would you like that happening? Drop a yes or a yes, because if not, I don't know what you're doing on this live. I don't know. I'm just kidding. Oh my gosh. Just being silly for you guys today. So for those who might not know who I am Tierra, aka T, your wine diva. I rep for an amazing Napa Valley winery. I'm an actor. I'm a content producer. I am a voice and business coach. I help friends come together and have more fun and lead better lives by sharing wine, providing some entertainment, and guiding them into making their dreams come true. Okay, so let's get down to it. Let's get down to business. Let's be Mulan up in here. Let's get down to business. Okay, there's your entertainment for the day. So why is an intro so important? Okay, for multiple reasons. One is for new people, those new people who might not know who you are, who are first time tuning into your live videos, or maybe they just friend requested you, whatever, or maybe they showed up to your page, I don't know, or you're going live in a group and they're new to the group, all of these great things. What's up, Julie? How are you? I hope you're having a beautiful day. It was so good to see you earlier in our little team meeting. Oh my gosh, I love our team. It's just amazing. What's up, Stacia? How are you, gorgeous? Oh my gosh, we have such a strong, powerful guide and guru team here in the Social Soul Tribe. So oh my gosh, you should really tap in if you haven't taken time to get to know any of the amazing leaders. We're all, because I'm obviously objective, but everyone on the team is so phenomenal and has their own beautiful joy. So I totally recommend taking time and getting to know each of us individually and connecting with whomever you really, really resonate with. But anyways, back to why it's important to introduce yourself. One, first things first, those new people who might not know who you are, it's your opportunity to share with them who you are, what you do, how you do it, all that good stuff. And so it is important to start your live videos with an introduction. It is important to, when you're out and about and talking to people, kind of have a quick little thing that, you know, when you meet a new person, hi, how are you? Who are you? Inevitably, it goes to what you do. Having something quick and easy to share with that person that's less than a minute, less than 30 seconds if you can make it happen, and really getting them to kind of get an essence so they can start asking questions and wanting to know more. And then for those people who are returning people to your content, to your, you know, your podcasts, your live videos, whatever, they get it locked into their memory about who you are and what you do. And one of the most amazing things is people will start referring you. When they understand what you do, they're more likely to, when they're out and about and talking to other people and they hear, oh my gosh, I need wine for an event. Well, my girl Tierra, she's a wine diva and you should totally follow her because you like wine and da da da. And they start talking about you and referring you. And so it's so important to really just keep putting it out there because people need to hear things like multiple times. I know some of you might have children and you can understand the fact that you got to say something to your kid like 9 million times before it actually sinks in and they actually do the dishes or whatever it is that you're asking them to do. They need to hear it so many times. Or those of you who might have a significant other, I don't know. I've got a boyfriend that I don't know how many times I got to tell him to put the seat down, but like, you know, it took forever, but he's gotten good at it. Only took like 7 years, but you know, like these kind of things, you got to repeat it over and over and over again before it like really sticks. So saying an introduction and really putting out who you are and what you do on a regular basis is important for just that. So what should you have in your intro? First things first, who you are. So when you sign on to my live videos, you'll probably hear me say, Wine Diva. And it's like my thing. It's what I say. And hell, I have people who like sing to me over Messenger. I have people tell me that whenever they watch their live videos, that their kid literally is like, oh, tears on, Wine Diva, and like sings along with me. Like it's kind of insane. So it's kind of funny. You're basically spreading your brand when you kind of keep to something and you keep saying it over and over again. It becomes kind of like those little jingles that you hear on commercials and you just like, I don't know, like Nationwide is on your side. Like these little things that stick with you. I'm not saying that you have to sing whatever it is that you do. It's part of my brand. It's a part of what I do. But like, you know, coming up with something that you can say, like Virginia says, speak easy. And I know speak easy. And when I think of a speak easy, I think of Virginia. Like when I think of like soulful and alignment and all that, I think of Virginia. And when someone's talking about something like that, I will be like, oh my gosh, but my girl V, you need some eater, you know, these kind of things. So saying who you are is very, very important. And it starts sticking into people's memories. If you can find a fun way to just say a little bit about yourself. Now your intro should also have what you do. And it's okay, like if you are new to like this whole putting your message out there, or maybe you're not, you don't have a business or whatever, it's okay if you don't know what exactly that is yet, but you can come authentically and share that you're in the process of discovering yourself. You don't know exactly what it is yet, but you know that you want to shout from the rooftops like that you have something in your soul, in your spirit that you want to share with the world, and you are in the midst of discovering all those things. Yes, it's been 7 years. Yeah, oh my gosh, it's so funny. So I encourage you to like brand yourself if you do have your own business. I know a lot of us are network marketers, and shouting your company from the rooftops is all well and good, but really, like, one, it's good to brand yourself, because if you start talking about your company, people are going to just start looking up your company and they're not going to like look into you. So you want to show up as the expert in your field. So finding something specific about you and what makes you special and how you do what you do, so people specifically come to you for your expertise. Now, the other thing you want to include is how you do it. There are so many people out there that do a very, very similar things, but what makes you stand out and what makes you different? Going back to Virginia, Virginia is a business coach, and we have a lot of business coaches within this community. We have a lot of coaches within this community, but she helps people find ease and flow with their business. With me, I focus on, when I talk about my business coaching, I focus on finding voice and showing up with charisma to your social media platform, going live specifically, and how you can ground in, how you can like use your diaphragm and all that kind of stuff. What's up, Leonie? Good to see you. And so, sorry, I got a little distracted there. So it's important to kind of say, how do you do it? How do you coach people? What's your little tagline? What is it that makes you special? What's your secret sauce, if you will? And kind of put that in there. We all have like similar titles in terms of being some sort of coach, guide, guru. A lot of us are guides and gurus in this community, but we all have different approaches, and we each are unique to who we are and what we do and what we perform and how we can, like, you know, make your lives better. So that is the same thing that you can do. I'm getting all these like messages at the same time. Like, excuse me, boyfriend, don't you know that I'm going live in the Social Soul Tribe right now? Ignore. Anyways, so it's so good to just share. How do you do it? How do you make yourself stand out? How can whomever you're talking to, how can your audience expect to receive your message, your guidance, your coaching, your product, your service, whatever it is? How is it different than like Joe Schmo down the street? And bring your awesomeness, okay? And then with practice, all of that is going to congeal and come together. You're gonna figure out how to say who you are, what you do, and how you do it in a short, concise manner. So you can start it off on your live videos. You can start it off when you use, like, go out and about. Like, you don't have to just, he gets ignored all the time. You don't have to just, like, do it for, like, live videos. You can do it out in person, because let's be real, this is social media. And the big part about being a business owner and networking and all of that is being social. So you can be social from behind a computer, a phone, and all that, but you can go, there's a whole world out there. You can go into the world and do the same thing, because there is not really tactics, strategies, all that kind of stuff. We're all human beings. We are all humans. And whether you're in person or you're on your computer, your phone, social media, all of that stuff, you should be treating people with the same amazing, loving nature and human nature. So it really doesn't matter. So what you're going to say to people online is going to be pretty much the same thing that you're going to say to people out in the real world. And if you feel weird about either way, then maybe it might need a little bit of tweaking, which goes back to practice. So as you practice, you might find that the words don't kind of flow right, or you find that as you grow as a human being, that maybe like this isn't exactly what you want to do or where you want to be. So you can adjust that language to find what feels good, find the joy, find the fun, find the ease, all of that great stuff. And it's okay, even if you change, like if you completely change what your message is, if you completely change what you do, it's all okay, because that's a part of your journey. And just be authentic and what that is. And I mean, let's be real, I changed my intro that I've been saying for, I change it up every couple of months or so, but like as I was writing this, the notes for this live and to share these little tidbits with you, I literally like was like, you know what? I want to change up what my intro is. I want to kind of hone it in. I want to get more niche and narrow it in and be more specific and concise so that people understand who I am and what I do and how I can help you out, from what avenues, from why, from business coaching, vocal coaching, life coaching, all of the things, like all of the things, so many things. So if you're like me and have like multiple things, it might take a little bit of time to kind of figure out, how do I align myself with all of the different, my multifaceted self, and how do I portray that in such a short, concise manner? So it's okay to change it up, practice it up, find what feels good. And you know what a great way to practice all of these things are? Did you know there is a live video challenge coming? I hope you knew. There's totally a live video challenge coming in November. Let's see if I remember it right. It is Soul and Family live challenge. If someone knows the right thing, please drop it in the comments, because I'm totally gonna butcher it. But yes, so we're having an awesome challenge in the middle of November, because that's a great time, because the holidays are a time where I think people sometimes let go of their business because they're focusing on family and all of that good stuff and amazing food and delicious wine and all of that greatness. And sometimes our businesses can slide to the wayside. And this is a perfect opportunity to learn that, you know what, you can still ramp up and rev up. Even if your business isn't like necessarily a business that might not align well with the holidays, maybe your business isn't something gift giving, or isn't something that, or maybe you're like, well, I'm in health and wellness and people are trying to eat. No, people need you right now, boo. People need what you got at all times of the year. So it is important to show up. You don't have to show up as like hardcore, balancing soul and family. Yes, it's exactly what we're doing. So we're going to be balancing soul and family and giving you some tips and some tricks on how to do just that in November. And there's going to be a 12-day live video challenge. And so you can practice for those 12 days who you are, what you do, and how you do it in creating your intro on those live videos. I would even encourage you to start going live now. Start getting that practice now, so when the challenge actually happens, because we are all such an amazing community that we like to hop on each other's live videos and comment and share and like and support one another. So if you start practicing now, by the time that challenge rolls around, you'll be like a pro. You'll have it down. You'll feel comfortable. You'll feel confident. You'll feel cool as a cucumber when you come on your live video. So other people are going to be like, girl, she knows what she's talking about. Ooh, expert. They are an expert. They got it down. And I want to continue to follow them. So that's my little tip. Start going live now so that when the challenge rolls around, you are going to be all about it. Okay. I see. Ooh, interested. Yes. Yes. I love it. Okay, friends. So thank you so much for watching, listening. I so appreciate you. And I hope you have a beautiful rest of your Wednesday. And if you want to see a little bit more of me, I will be live at 6 p.m. Pacific time inside my Basic Wino community, talking a little bit more about the amazing libation that is wine. We have a Gewürztraminer night tonight. So that'll be super fun. And if you want to like learn a little bit more about what's going on with me, shoot me a message. Or if you want to know when I'm going live and have specials and all that kind of stuff, I do have a texting community where you can text at Wine Diva to 81010 and connect with me that way. That's 81010, and you just text at Wine Diva to it, and you can get all of my fun little videos and things. So have an amazing rest of your night. Thank you so, so much. Love you lots. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Cheers. Thank you so much for listening, friend. It is so greatly appreciated. Now, if you've got some value, if you loved what we chatted about today, please share it out with your friends and family and show some love in the comments. Thank you again. It means the world to me.